AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. There's been another school shooting. Southeastern Louisiana University says two people have been injured after gunshots were fired on campus. The two are expected to recover. The school says there are no suspects in custody at the moment, but there is no current threat to the campus. University police are investigating. This follows the tragedy last week at a high school in Parkland, Florida, in which 17 people were shot dead. We're learning an armed officer stayed outside the building after the gunfire began. Moments ago, President Trump criticized that deputy, saying he certainly did a poor job. Jackie Quinn reports.
For days, there has been no answer about what the school resource officer was doing as people were gunned down inside Stoneman Douglas High School. Sheriff Scott Israel says surveillance video has answered the question.
Arrive at the west side of Building 12, take up a position, and he never went in.
Israel says he's sickened by what Deputy Scott Peterson didn't do.
Went in, addressed the killer. Killed the killer.
Two other deputies are under investigation because they handled dozens of threats and complaint calls to the gunman's home, but did not escalate the police response. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Midwest is bracing for more flooding after heavy rain and snow. Tyler Brooks had trouble getting out of his house in Prophetstown, Illinois, but he finally made it.
We couldn't get out. I mean, it was already flooded all the way around the house.
He talked to WQAD-TV. A killer screamed and yelled murderers as Florida executed him last night for raping and murdering a college student after stealing her car. At the Winter Olympics, Germany just beat Canada 4-3 in the men's hockey semifinals match. This is AP Radio News. Ivanka Trump has received a red carpet welcome at the Winter Olympics in South Korea. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma is overseas.
Ivanka Trump's arrived as head of the U.S. delegation to this weekend's closing Winter Games ceremony. The president's daughter made a brief statement broadcast live on TV at the airport before heading to a dinner with South Korea's leader in the presidential compound in Seoul. She said at the airport, "We're very, very excited to attend the Olympic Winter Games, to cheer for Team USA, and to reaffirm our strong and enduring commitment with the people of the Republic of Korea." I'm Charles de Ledesma.
We are being told this morning that the Trump administration is ratcheting up the pressure on North Korea over its nuclear program. The Trump administration reportedly will sanction more than 50 ships, shipping companies, and businesses. This is according to a senior administration official. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.